This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And do you like to focus on when you've lost money rather than focusing on when you actually what you have in front of you and what you could have had or what you're just missing out on? Well, we're talking this morning about behavior finances. I'm joined this morning by Julia Newbold, editor at large with Money Magazine. How are you this morning, Julia?
I'm very well, thank you, Jordan. And yourself?
I'm not too bad. We're talking something a bit, I guess, it's all sort of conceptual, isn't it, about how we behave with our money?
Yeah, it is a bit, but it's also interesting to know why we make the decisions that we make. And one of the decisions that we look at is people feel lost much more than they do gain. Like you have to gain a lot more to equal the same amount that you might lose.
I guess that's all for one, a business model for gambling companies.
Yeah, and it's interesting because you can kind of look at finance and the way maybe you have relationships because you have similar feelings to both.
Okay.
So we've got this article in this month's October issue of Money that talks about, Phil Slade, who's a behavioural economist, who's a behavioural economist, talks about his son breaking up with his girlfriend and feeling, you know, the acute pain of loss and then taking a few days to realise what he had now. So, you know, looking at a here and now audit instead of just feeling that pain of loss. And it can help you make better decisions, either in relationships or money.
Okay, so say someone has just lost a significant amount of money, maybe not so drastic that they're bankrupt, but you know they've lost not a small amount of money. What kind of decisions then are people likely to make when they are feeling that loss?
So sometimes people want to make the you feel like you've lost and you've got to quickly make up that loss. So you make a snap decision on double or nothing. You know, I'm going to put in a bit more and see what I can do. Or you kind of reactively rebound into something else, thinking, okay, I've had enough of that, I'm going to move into that. It's kind of those, you need to try and take the emotion out of the decision-making and realise that the emotion's there when something happens so that you do think about it in a much more staged way and, you know, get advice where you need to.
And so I guess so how can we train our brains then to look at money and, you know, just focus on what we have?
So I guess the first thing, if you lose money, you know, you've lost it, have a think about, you know, what do you have now? You know, think about, you list your assets and opportunities and you map them back to your investment goals. Okay, I lost that, but this is what I have here now. And that kind of gives you a bit of clarity back. And then, you know, take a moment to breathe, have a think about what's happened and, you know, try and, you know, again, keep away from the emotions and trying to get it back in a hurry. Think about what your opportunities are now. And you go on.
I was just saying, it's almost a case of don't count your chickens before they hatch.
Yes. And, you know, there's that, you know, if you've invested a sum of money in a stock and it's, you know, lost 50%, you know, you might want to quickly panic and take that money out. And maybe that's the right thing to do. But instead of, you know, trying to make that snap decision, have a think, okay, I've lost this money, I've got this money left, it's invested in this stock which has dropped. If I had this money again, would I still put it into this stock? Is it a good investment for me right now? And so, you know, not worrying about whatever's happened in the past because, you know, you obviously can't change that. Just think about the investment from today.
By the sounds of it, we're talking a lot about, you know, ways that you'll use money that are high risk. Is it better, I guess, to the smarter decision, maybe not put your money at risk in if you can?
I guess so. And, it's all depending on which kind of risk you take. You know, if you're investing for the long term and you want your money to grow, you probably need to take some sort of risk that'll pay you more than a bank account would at the moment. But you need to, you know, make the decisions clear-headedly and seek advice where you're not comfortable making them yourself. And, you know, trying not to have that snap reaction emotionally that's going to make you make a bad decision down the track.
And I guess when looking at markets and finance and stuff with analysts, do they take into account, I guess, human beings being human beings and making rash decisions with their money?
It's not up to the analyst so much to do it. They'll tell you what's happening now and what they think for the future. But, you know, markets do move because people have emotional reactions to what's happening. So, you know, you've always got to keep that in mind as well, that people will not necessarily look at an investment purely on its merits, but there will be emotions factored in. So the more clear-headed you are when you're making your decisions, the better off you will be.
It's all very interesting. Oh, Julia, we are just out of time, but thank you so much for chatting with me today.
Thank you, Jordan.
That was Julia Newbold, Editor-at-Large with Money Magazine on your Classic It's Breakfast.